We are pure in here. Now we're passing it down the line to you, the Arizona homeowner. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We don't want to turn this into a coronavirus broadcast. We're going to have fun talking to you about your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We had special guest Jeff Carmichael invited in for today to talk about spring tune-up on your air conditioner. Do you mind if we touch that subject just for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be top of mind.
Other than this year, what would you want to tell people about spring tuning up their air conditioning?
You know, I think in our world, we're a little bit fortunate that this is happening at a time when the weather is nice. But it's inevitable, right, that it's going to heat up in the next few weeks. And there's certain things that we can't quite live without, and that's air conditioning. So it is top of mind for us. Like I said earlier, we are taking all the necessary precautions internally as an organization to keep our employees safe and keep our customers safe. Obviously following all the CDC guidelines and keeping our distance, limiting our interactions with our customers, but also getting the job done safely as possible. So it should be top of mind. We are taking maintenance appointments. Every day we're monitoring what's going on, and we'll continue to conduct our business until elsewise is said.
So. Well, like Gary mentioned, he hasn't had his unit on, you know, since Halloween, you know.
Yep.
And ours has barely been on, but it's getting to the time where, you know, when the car is parked for 3 months and no one goes out to start it, you're asking your equipment to start from ice cold, maybe a spider web or two, you know, has grown on it.
Yeah.
I tell people, look, get to the hardware store and buy some of those little face dial thermometers and place one in the farthest register, supply register, and place one in the return air.
Yep.
You ought to be seeing about a 20 degree difference once your air conditioner is asked to go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one thing a homeowner can do. Just kind of monitor that. They're very
You can
small.
Pick them up for a couple
and
dollars.
They're cheap.
And,
so just monitoring your delta T is one thing. How about cleaning the outside unit? Would you ever have a homeowner do that?
I wouldn't. The
ground mount.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend getting too involved. Don't pull any bolts out of it. Don't touch it with anything.
No wrenches allowed.
Yeah, leave your wrenches in the toolbox. You can mess up your car for
that. We get that question often. A monsoon blows through a big dust storm, should I hose off my outside air conditioning unit on the ground?
And that's okay. Yeah, you can hose it off. You can clean around all the leaves and the debris as best you can. But this, like we've talked about, this time of year, you know, as you get the storms go through, the leaves fall, they collect around those outdoor condensers. You're not using it enough to cause any, you know, harm to the air conditioning system itself. So that's why we tell homeowners that's part of the importance of having your spring maintenance. Let us get in there, take the thing apart, chemically clean that coil.
Yes.
Remove the leaves and the dirt and debris from inside the cabinet of the air conditioning unit. And then you'll be good to go.
I want people to just in their mind, follow me just a minute. The way an air conditioning works is this, the heartbeat of the air conditioner is really the coil. Well, the coil is probably the lungs. The heartbeat's the compressor. Yeah. And these lungs are thin. It's like a radiator in your car, if you can picture that. Very thin layers of stainless or aluminum or copper that are circulating liquid and gas, a freon, and it's changing the temperature of that tubing and those fins. Then the air has to pass over and through those fins, and that's how you get air conditioned. The dirtier those fins are, the harder the unit has to work, and the less efficient it is in transferring the energy and the temperature change that you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
So cleaning those coils is definitely something that ought to regularly be done. And I tell people, do not pay to get your ducts cleaned unless you're paying to get your coils cleaned at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great topic to discuss is the importance of getting the internal evaporative coil cleaned if you are going to approach any type of duct cleaning, duct sealing. That should be the first thing that's done, or else you're just doing the quite the opposite.
Yeah, you're just flushing money down the toilet is exactly. All you're doing.
Exactly.
So we're here with Rias again at Rias.com. Rosie on the House listeners can log on to make an appointment to get an air purifier installed in their ductwork that not only cleans the air in the house, but actually cleans the hard surfaces in the house. That's for $800 an air conditioner. That's a smoking deal. And I can't tell you how grateful I am you're willing to bring that to our listeners. Not taking advantage of the situation, but making it right. Cheryl James, I see you're on hold and we'll get to you right when we get back. I promise. Open lines. Join the conversation.